Hey, it's Dave in Kentucky. Welcome to the Ubermensch number 2. I think I'm going to call this episode Two Kinds of Weight Loss, and you'll see why in a little bit. I am starting out on my morning commute, morning commute with Dave. There used to be a show called Morning Commute with Bob, I think, on the OnSug. And well, it's 10:43. it's still morning technically, and it's not because I'm a slug of bed or anything. I just I got up at 6 this morning. I just had things to do before I could go and start Ubering for the day. You know, I had to, for first thing when I get up, you know, I got to put out fresh food and water for the cats, you know. And today it had been 2 weeks since I'd cleaned the cat fountain, so I did that. They had to scoop their boxes, you know. They have 5 cat boxes. I have 5 cats, you know. So actually you're supposed to have 6 if you have 5 cats. It's kind of like making tea. You have one tea bag for every cup, and then one for the pot. So I guess, you know, you have one cat box for every cat, and then just one for the house, you know. But anyway, as you can probably tell, I'm driving. I'm in my 2018 Subaru Forester. It used to be my wife's, Lisa's. I inherited from her when she passed away a couple of years ago, not quite 2 years ago. And she used to get an actual Subaru Forester every 5 years. She had like 4 or 5 of them, you know, over the past score of years in her life, maybe a little more. You know, if she's still alive, it'd be time to get another one. You know, I'm not as wild after the Subaru Forester as she was. Although I do think she was looking at other Subarus, you know, in the last couple of years of her life. She thought she might get one a little different style or something. But she loves Subarus, and they are very reliable. So after I cleaned all the cat boxes, cleaned the cat fountain, fed and watered the cats, and my cats only get distilled water. I went to the gym, you know, did my workout routine, which takes 45 minutes. I have my own little plan for doing my routine. You know how a lot of people at the gym, they'll come in and they'll get on a machine. You know, I'm talking machines here. I don't do free weights anymore. I used to try that when I was only middle-aged, but now that I've reached the age I have, I only do the machines, the weight machines. And I go in, I get on the bicep. There's 2 rows of these Matrix machines. That's the brand name. The front row has all the arm, chest, back, you know, upper back, anyway, and so on. All the upper body machines are in the front row. All the lower body machines, the leg machines, you know, the ab machine, oblique machine, lower back machine, they're in the second row. So what I do, because, you know, if you notice, people will come in, they'll get on a machine, they'll do a set, and they'll sit there on that machine and do something until they recover. They'll play on their phone or make a phone call or just sit there and meditate or whatever they do, and they give themselves time to recover and do a second set. And then they might do that again and do a third set. And it takes them forever. Or they'll socialize, you know, with each other. You know, like the gym is a social club. And I guess it is for some people, but it's not for me. I start at one end in the front row, like on the bicep machine, and then I kind of do a diagonal zigzag, like you're lacing up shoes. Go to the second row diagonally over and do the leg curl, and then back to the front row and do the tricep press, and then back to the second row and do the leg extension, you know, so on and so forth. And I only do one set on each one, and I don't have to have any recovery time, because I can recover, you know, from my bicep curls while I'm doing the leg curls, you know, and so on down the line, you know, do the shoulder press, the leg abductions and adductions, you know, those are on the same machine. So I will sit there and do two sets on that machine. And the same thing for the chest flies, and then the rear deltoids when you turn around and face the seat, you know, so on and so forth. And then, oh yeah, and then on the ab machine, you can also do obliques on it, and I've started doing that. Do crunches, and then change the angle on the thing, and do like left oblique and then right oblique, so on and so forth. I'm trying to look good for my girlfriend, you know. So I've had good results, you know. At my age, you can't really build a lot of muscle, but you can, you know, tone up what you've got. And I've noticed some improvement in my muscularity, and I've also lost a bunch of weight. Well, I think that's mainly due to my diet. You know, I that was a more of a moral decision than a health decision, because I got to thinking about all these mammals that I was consuming, and how mammals are really close to humans. You know, we're very, very closely related. And, you know, I hate to think that I'm killing a bunch of fellow mammals to feed myself, when I could be killing chickens and fish and so on that aren't anywhere near as like us, you know? So that's what I've been doing. I mostly eat chicken, turkey, fish, and veggies, and dairy, and eggs. I'm not going to go the vegan route. I could not do that. I could probably go pretty close to vegetarian if I concentrated on it. I may go back to Five Guys for lunch today and get one of those veggie sandwiches that has veggie sandwich with cheese. That's like grilled peppers, grilled onions, tomato, cheese. I forget what all it has on it, but it's pretty good. It's pretty good. It doesn't last you as long as a sandwich with meat on it will last you, but it's pretty good. Anyway, so after I went to the gym, I went to Walmart and got like 6 gallons of distilled water and a big case of Deer Park spring water. You know, like I said, my cats only drink distilled water, and I only drink either distilled water or spring water. And for as far as the spring water goes, I pretty much stick to Deer Park. Although I will, you know, get other brands if I'm out and run out. Like, I'll probably run out today. I've got like a bottle and a quarter that's sitting here in the seat in the console in between the seats. So I will probably consume that before I get done driving today. But out, and then I came home, took my shower, and then came out. So that's why it's, you know, getting close to 11 o'clock before I'm doing my morning commute. And I call it a morning commute because I pretty much have to go to Lexington to get any riders. I mean, I know I had that one from Lawrenceburg to Lexington the other day, but that was pretty much a fluke. I've got my Uber driver app on my phone. My phone's sitting up here in my phone holder on my dashboard, and I can see, you know, that there's nothing going on here where I am. I'm a little past Lawrenceburg now. I'm heading down to the BG. BG is what I call the Bluegrass Parkway, and it goes over to Lexington, and that's my main route for going over there. Now, I did get an early morning commute yesterday, and I'll tell you why. And this is where the I won't give you a clue or anything. But anyway, day before yesterday, Monday, I decided that I would go ahead and get four new tires and put them on so that I could pass my vehicle inspection. I went to the Jiffy Lube that had said that I only needed new tires instead of the Jiffy Lube that said I needed new tires and new brakes. Although it turned out that the Jiffy Lube that I got the tires from said I'd probably have to have new brakes next time I get an oil change. So, you know, they're also going to hook me in for getting regular oil changes there. They probably will, and that'll be handier than going to the Subaru dealer like I've been doing. I don't need an appointment for an oil change at Jiffy Lube. But anyway, I got the four tires put on Monday. It was Monday afternoon before I got it done. They had the tires there like 10 or 11, but Laverne, one of my two oldest cats, had a vet appointment at 1:20 to recheck for. She'd had a UTI a couple of weeks before. Poor girl. She would get in the box and act like she was trying to go, you know, and then she would not be able to do anything, and then she'd jump out of the box and then go and sit down or lay down somewhere, lie down. And then it wasn't just a couple minutes, she'd be back in a box trying to go again. So, of course, I had to call. I do need an appointment at the vet. They said, you know, you could bring her in and leave her there, and Dr. Kennedy would get to her as soon as she could. When she got back, she was gone somewhere that morning, and she was going to be back around lunchtime or something like that. So I had to leave my baby there at the vet, and I hate that. You know, she's my baby that lies in the crook of my arm at night and sleeps, and then she's got so she gets right up in my armpit and puts her face over at my face and tickles me with her whiskers. I used to have a cat named Whiskers. But anyway, I'm getting pretty far afield. So I left her, and she ended up, you know, saying, well, it's a UTI, which, you know, wasn't too bad. At least she didn't have those stupid crystals like Bob got one time. Oh, man, he was in bad shape. But he got over it. Had to leave him at the vet for a long time. That was down in London. You know, my mom and Zach took him there, and then Zach and I went and visited them poor thing. He wanted out of there so bad. And he finally did get out of there. And when he got back to the house, he would run to every room and look and say, oh my, my. He was just so excited. Well, anyway, I didn't have to leave Laverne that long. She was there for a few hours. I went to the gym and then went back by and checked on her. I was worried about her, but, I couldn't get her at that point, so I had to come home, wait till Dr. Kennedy called me and told me what the deal was, and said, do you want to give her pills or do you want me to give her a shot? And I said, well, if the shot is at least as effective, give her a shot, because I have a hard time giving her pills. Actually, I have a hard time giving any of them pills. She might be one of the easiest ones I can give a pill to. But she got over it. But I was supposed to recheck her in 2 weeks. So that's what I had to go back for on Monday, was the recheck. And when I took her in for the recheck, assistant, you know, took her back and weighed her. She gave her a nail trim while she had her back there. But she couldn't get any urine out of her. She said, she didn't have any urine. So that was a good sign, because she was emptying her bladder, you know. But she said she could still have a little bit of infection. Did I want to leave her for a while and wait until, you know, her bladder filled up? And I said, well, I've got to go to Lexington to do a few things. I'll just take her home, and then I'll watch her and make sure everything's going okay. Because I was afraid I'd get over to Lexington and get those tires put on, and if I did any driving at all, I might not get back till after the veterinary clinic closed. So I didn't want to leave her there overnight. So I thought she was fine, and she thought she was fine, and Dr. Kennedy thought it was fine that I, you know, took her home instead of leaving her there. So that's what I did. And then by the time I got over to the Jiffy Lube, it was like 2:40 in the afternoon. And it took them a while to get the four tires on and get the wheels all balanced and get the aligned and, you know, get me ready to go. And so finally I was ready to go, and I had already paid for them. I ended up getting the instead of the very cheapest ones, the ones that would have been $600, $650, I got like the middle grade, which was actually a very good brand that was on sale. And it was just like $100 more than the cheap ones would have been total for the four tires. So, but I had decided, you know, that I was able to get enough trips over in Lexington to be able to pay for the tires. And then I guess I'll be able to pay for the brakes too, when it comes time to do that, next oil change. So anyway, I got out of there, and I thought, well, I'll do a little Ubering while I'm over here, you know, because, you know, I turned the Uber driver app on, and just in a minute, I had a trip request. So I started doing my trips, and at some point, heading out to pick somebody up, it sounded like kerfunk under the car, like I had flipped a big rock up under my car, or a rock, not necessarily a big rock. I hadn't seen anything in the road, you know, ahead of me that I could have flipped up. So I didn't know exactly what was going on. I thought, and you know, it occurred to me that it could have something to do with what they just did. As I drove on, I noticed the car was starting to shimmy a little bit, kind of vibrate in the wheel and so on. And I bet I lost one of those balance weights that they put on your rim, you know, to balance your wheel. and you know, threw it up under the car, and that's what's causing it to shake and carry on. But I was in the middle of this ride, and I needed to take them to their destination, and it was right in rush hour, and I was on the New Circle Road, kind of a loop that goes around Lexington, and you know, it's heavy traffic on there, and they have stoplights and so on. It's not like, at some parts it's almost like a freeway or something, but other parts it's just, you know, just bumper to bumper type traffic, and that's what we were in. And I asked my rider, I said, do you feel vibrating? He said, yeah. And I called Destiny, the manager at the Jiffy Lube. Didn't get her. It was, you know, 5 something when I called her and told her what was going on, but I didn't get to talk to her. I just got the voicemail. So I left a voicemail message and said I'd try to be there before they closed at 6. Well, I did get there before they closed at 6, but it was like 5 minutes to 6, and they were closing out everything, and the tire guy had already gone home, told him what had happened, because she didn't get my voicemail for some reason. She said that sometimes her phone was weird. So I asked the guy that was still there working, you know, if he would ride with me and determine if he thought that was what was going on with the shaking, or if it was something more serious. Because if it's just the balance weight, I could just drive slow, you know, drive home and come back the next morning. And he agreed that that's what it was, and he said, yeah, if you come back as early as you can in the morning, because when the tire guy comes in early, and then if we don't have any work for him, a lot of times he'll go home early. So that's what I did. I got up at, what time did I get? 5:30. I got up at 5:30 that morning, the Tuesday morning, and you know, did all my stuff that I normally do in the morning before I leave, and got out of there, left there to come to Lexington at 7 o'clock, and I got there right about 8, because I had to stop and get gas. That's one thing that is messing with my head, is the amount of gas that I have to put in this car. Even though it gets really good mileage, I mean, on the highway it's like 35 miles to the gallon, and then you know, combined city and highway it's like 25 or so. But I don't know. So I got there, and the tire guy was the only guy there at that point. Well, Destiny was there. She's like the manager type. And so Gary, the tire guy, he asked me what was going on. I told him, you know, that I'd already been talking to Destiny about it. I told him what I thought had happened. And he pulled it in, took me to the waiting room, left me there. Then I watched him. He took all 4 of the tires off and took them one by one back to their back room, I guess, where they have their balancing machine or whatever. And you know, after a while, he was ready to go. And so he took a test drive with me, and there was no shaking, no vibration in the wheel or anything. He said, "Well, it was the right front one had lost one of those half ounce weights. They put them on the inside now. They used to beat them into the rim like on the outside of the rim, but now they're like stick on. And Gary said, if you don't get that totally clean when you put them on there, they won't stay. And so I said, well, we should have known it was one of the front ones, and because, you know, it probably would have just thrown out the back end if it had been on a rear wheel. And he said, yeah, that's right. But I wanted to make sure that everything was balanced all the way around. So that's why I took them all four off and redid them. So that was nice. And, you know, I forgot to mention that I did get my inspection done the other day after I got my new tires put on. Destiny passed me on everything. I think I already mentioned she did say I'd need to come in for the brakes, you know, next time I had an oil change, which it was going to be in like 1,500 miles or something like that. So, you know, I'll be prepared to spend more money at that point, but I think I'm going to do okay. You know, it's just the thing of it is, coming over here is going to eat into my profits, you know, of driving back and forth every day, or however many days a week I do it, you know, because, and I don't even get to take that off, I don't think, on the taxes, because they consider that like a commute. If you're driving to where you start your app, actually I've got the app running, but there's no activity on it, so there probably will be soon. I'm probably about ready to wrap this up. I'm getting pretty close to, well, I'm up for sales. I'm pretty close to the castle at Versailles. It's not the palace at Versailles, it's the castle at Versailles. So, anyway, Versailles is the last little town before Lexington on this route. So I hope this is recording okay, you know, and not too much road noise. I've got my little Sony recorder sitting in the, you know, where the door handle. There's a little recess in the door handle. You know, I guess where you put your fingers to pull the door shut. And I've got my little recorder lined down in that. And I know last time when I did the Ubermensch number one, I used my new Samson clip-on microphone that I got for using on the exit ramp and any kind of Zoom call or video call, Brave Talk, whatever. But you know, I really think I sound better on the portable recorder on my little Sony than I do on the Samson. But I'm going to use Samson tomorrow night when they do the exit ramp. So that's what I got it for. Come on, I guess it's, here's Fayette County. Here, I'm going to, since I'm in Fayette County, I'm going to reset my mileage on my trip meter so that I can keep track of however many miles I'm using. I'm heating up. So when I hit Fayette County, every time I'm going to say this is my place of work, you know, and reset my trip meter so that I got my mileage. The Uber driver app gives you the individual mileage for each trip, but that doesn't include, you know, I don't think that includes driving to the pickup point, so I'm keeping track of the extra. Did I talk about my weight loss? Yeah, I think I'm down to 200 pounds. I had been 230 something, you know, at one point, you know, when Lisa was sick, you know. Of course, when she was sick, she, you know, was afraid to get down too low. We had been doing what was that stupid diet, you know, where you buy your food. I can't remember what it's called now, but anyway, we had lost weight on it, but you know, we stopped doing that because she thought she needs some extra weight, you know, dealing with the cancer and the chemo and all that stuff. And so we ate what we wanted to there for a while until she died, and I kept eating what I wanted to for a while after that. But then, I hit on the idea of doing this oil pescatarianism. Oh, I've got a ride here. I'm going to accept that. Okay, I'm going to have to get off here so I can go pick up this person on Man of War Boulevard. I will be talking to y'all the next time on the Ubermensch. Take care. So until the next time, this is the Ubermensch, Dave in Kentucky, signing off.